What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right, thank you for tuning in. This is another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Liz Carollo, and we are about to kick off our new series, exploring the neighborhood market. So I'm excited, Liz, to hear what we'll be starting off with.
Great. Yeah, I'm going to start off with my own neighborhood, my home market, the Greenpoint McCarran Park Green Market. It's located in the heart of McCarran Park, smack in the middle of the dog run and the running track and soccer field, just north of Williamsburg, between Williamsburg and Greenpoint. The market opened in 1997, so it's going on its 16th season this year. And we only have a handful of markets that are street closures, and this is one of them. So it makes for a really wide walking space in between the farm stands and plenty of room for a diverse group of farmers. There's also a really large courtyard with tables and chairs adjacent to the market, so plenty of places to take a load off and drink some coffee after your shopping trip.
Nice, nice. And so who are the kind of farmers and products that we can expect to find at this market?
Yeah, I was thinking about this earlier, and I remembered a story from a couple years ago. I was walking through the market doing some shopping, and I overheard a girl say, "This market is okay, but a little small, nothing like Union Square." And I swear I wanted to shake her and just yell, "Open your eyes. The market has tremendous diversity, really affordable produce from the Black Dirt region of Orange County from SNSO Farm, organic vegetables and eggs from Long Island, organic beef, pork and chicken, consider Broadwell cheese, turkey and turkey sausage, mushrooms, red jacket fruit and juices, Ronnie Brook milk and yogurt, baked goods, Cayuga Pure Organics breads, flours and grains, cut flours, plants and herbs, and it boasts a weekly food scrap and textile collection. So I'd pass up the chaos of Union Square Saturday any old day for the serenity of a Brooklyn farmer's market, especially one where I can get all my shopping done.
Nice. So, well, aside from kind of avid market goers like yourself, what's the vibe at the market there? Like, who are shopping? What's the general makeup of the market goers?
Yeah, the market bridges the burgeoning Williamsburg neighborhood and the Polish neighborhood of Greenpoint. So you're bound to see a lot of families, kids and dogs. I call our weekend markets kids and dogs markets because it seems to be what they're full of. Sometimes those families are lingering for hours, catching up with friends and neighbors, participating in market events and activities. There's also a lot of Polish families who get out early and shop, loading up on cucumbers for pickle making and honey and bee products. And last year we hosted a borscht cook-off with a couple of Greenpoint restaurants, all made with local beets, of course. I think sometimes it just takes some delicious borscht to overcome a language barrier.
I am ready to sign up for that experiment anytime, any place.
It was great. Yeah, it was really fun.
So say folks, are coming out to the neighborhood to check out this market. I mean, how can they really like make a day of it? What else is going on around the market?
Yeah, we're trying to do a big push this year and get people to visit markets in other neighborhoods and, not just to go to the market, but to kind of see the neighborhood and check out some of the other restaurants and things to do. And there's no shortage of fun stuff going on in Williamsburg and Greenpoint. Right next to the market is Urban Rustic, and you'll see the farmers wheeling over boxes of produce all day. They buy from a lot of our producers. They have coffee and really tasty food. Other neighborhood food spots that are devoted to the market are George Weld, and I just heard him on the Farm Report. We're big fans of George. So Egg and Parish Hall, Liza Queen's Pot Liquor, Marlowe and Sons and Diner, Salty has incredible sandwiches. The Always Fun and Filling Smorgasburg along the waterfront. One of my favorites is a restaurant in Greenpoint called Eat. It's awesome, and they even have a CSA pickup spot there, and they're almost 100% devoted to buying local. And, of course, any number of places to get kielbasa and pierogies along Manhattan Avenue and Greenpoint. And then when you're adequately stuffed and ready to burn it all off, there's the sprawling McCarran Park, the new McCarran Pool, which is huge and free, open in the summertime. Of course, taking a dip is perfect summer activity. Also nearby is the Newtown Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, which I admit doesn't sound like the most inviting place, but it really is beautiful. They host a quarter-mile nature walk along the water and gets points for also being educational. You can learn about wastewater treatment and harbor water quality while you stroll. And I would be remiss not to mention the Brooklyn Kitchen, only a hop, skip, and jump away from the market, one of my favorite places to kill a few hours attending any number of their food-centric classes and shopping for kitchen equipment. And City Reliquary, a really fun Williamsburg museum. They have a collection of New York City artifacts, and then they have community members who show off their collections for certain times. I think the entry fee is like 50 cents, so no breaking the bank while visiting that museum.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, it's a great kind of little purview, and I suppose folks can expect over the course of the next couple of weeks on the market update to hear about a slew of other neighborhood markets. So I'm really looking forward to kind of exploring and then exploring.
Great.
As far as, you know, events and kind of general market happenings, what else should we have on the radar?
Yeah, it's coming up in a couple weeks, but April 17th at Cinema Village, our director, Michael Hurwitz, will be sitting on a panel after a screening of a movie called American Meat, talking about industrial meat production in the country and kind of our answer to that. He'll be on the panel with farmers Mike Yezzi, restaurateur Peter Hoffman, and Robert LaValva, and the panel discussion is going to be focused on markets in New York City. So that'll be really interesting to see those four speak, and I highly recommend people pick up their tickets now because I think it's going to sell out. Also coming into the market in the next couple of weeks, Ramps. We hear they're right around the corner. This week I saw Wintered Over Broccoli Rob picked some up. It's my favorite spring ingredient. So glad it's finally here. I made Broccoli Rob Pesto for the first time last night. It was so good. And then we're doing Farmer Appreciation Month kind of at all of the markets. And at Union Square this week you can pick up cards that we've pre-made and sign them and fill something out and say something nice to your farmer and hand them off. And then April 20th, as we're approaching Earth Day, we're going to have 11 Madison Park. Very excited about this. Host a book signing, and they're going to be giving out samples of food at Union Square starting at 10 a.m. on April 20th. And that's going to be a preliminary event leading up to Food Book Fair, which will take place in Brooklyn in early May. But we're going to start spreading the word about that soon. Highly recommend people get informed about Food Book Fair and look on their website and plan on going to that.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Great. Thanks for the great update and look forward to checking in again next week.
Great. Thanks, Erin.
All right. So if you want to find out all the details of what's happening at all of the markets across the city, definitely check them out by visiting grownyc.org/ourmarkets. You can also stay up to date by following them on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, or whatever your preferred social media. And as always, tune in every Thursday for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on Heritage.